Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
There are certain grocery items that put the pizzazz in a meal. Real maple syrup and freshly ground coffee, house-made peanut butter and farm fresh eggs. These things just take your meal to the next level. Whitaker's Market can fix you up with these items. So with these and many more like them, and the hundreds of deeply discounted items that arrive each week, you'll be eating very well. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In St. Louis, the death toll rising after a powerful tornado tore through the city during the evening rush hour. Some 5,000 homes damaged. Destruction is widespread. Mayor Kara Spencer.
We've had several buildings collapse. A lot of roofs are missing. This is truly a lot of damage.
Parts of St. Louis under a curfew overnight. And a fast-moving storm has left two people dead in Virginia when trees fell on cars, one in Fairfax County, the other just south of Alexandria. In New Orleans, 10 inmates escaping from a jail early Friday morning. A number of them have been captured. A shooting inside of a Las Vegas gym leaving two people dead, including the shooter who later died in the hospital. The Supreme Court extending a pause on Trump administration deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. Moody's ratings downgrading the U.S. government on Friday, citing debt and rising interest costs. This is the last of the three major ratings agencies to downgrade the United States debt. This is ABC News. President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that the U.S. is inching closer to a nuclear deal with Iran, claiming Tehran has his proposal. ABC's Karen Travers.
The president expressing optimism that they're getting close. Now, remember, this president withdrew the United States, of course, from the Iran nuclear deal during his first term, and now has indicated, though, he wants to get back to something. He said this doesn't have to be complicated, that it's very simple. It's one sentence. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
On social media, Iran's foreign minister says his country has not gotten any written proposal from the U.S. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says the state has signed a deal with a company in the United Arab Emirates for the construction of a $4 billion aluminum manufacturing facility. The project is expected to create about 1,000 direct jobs. And the Chicago White Sox plan to unveil a graphic installation on Monday that honors one of its fans, Pope Leo XIV. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too. If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Definitely have the coats and sweatshirts handy for this weekend. Chilly temperatures have moved in, and the gusty winds not really helping matters either. Looks like we'll see a lot of cloud cover yet today, rotating around low pressure over the northern Great Lakes. There's been some drizzle and sprinkles with this, especially over the northern two-thirds of Wisconsin. That will continue up through early afternoon, but really nothing significant today. Tomorrow should be a little bit brighter with high pressure and dry air punching in. That'll be nice, and the wind's not quite as strong. The winds will crank up again, though, early in the work week as the next storm system coming into the Central Plains draws closer. The shower threat will be fairly light on Monday, but then could get much heavier Tuesday as the heart of the storm passes south of our area. Upwards of a half inch or an inch of rain possible Tuesday across southern Wisconsin. Behind that, we'll get some dry weather to finish up the week, and temperatures will inch upward as well. So today's forecast will have cool, gusty winds and mostly cloudy skies. There could be some patchy drizzle this morning. High near 59 with a west wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly or partly cloudy tonight, dropping down to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, high 63, northwest wind 5 to 10, becoming northeast. On Monday, cloudy and blustery with a 30% chance of showers, especially southern areas, low 41 with a high of 58. Heading into Tuesday, cloudy, windy, and cool with rain most of the day, low at 43, high near 54. For Wednesday, decreasing clouds and breezy, low near 40 with a high of 64 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy and comfortable, low in the upper 30s with a high of 67. And Friday, sunshine continues, seasonal conditions, low 42 with a high of 70. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland, centerward, our morning low, we're at 45 degrees, that following our high yesterday of 79. Light drizzle in the area being reported. We have received 8 hundredths of an inch of rain, 3 hundredths yesterday. The record high in 1972, it was 89, and the record low, that comes from 1973 at 30. A year ago, it was warm, 81 for a high, 49 for a low. The sun will set today at 8:21, sunrise tomorrow at 5:35. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.69. A northeast wind about 8 miles per hour, gusting up to about 15. And as mentioned, 8 hundredths of an inch of rain. We do have off and on drizzle falling this morning as well. The high yesterday, 79. The morning lows, our current temperature, we're at 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Who's behind the counter is just as important as what's under the hood. When you combine quality parts and helpful people, you get more than just know-how. You get Napa know-how. Hi, this is John. You'll get the good stuff at our Napa stores, along with locally owned hometown service. Whether vehicle maintenance is a passion or just a necessity, we're happy to share our Napa know-how with you. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Boscobel.
Taking a look at local sports, the Hornet girls soccer team traveled to Reedsburg on Friday afternoon, which turned out to be a very windy game, and some spotty rain showers hit the area. The Hornets fell 9-1 against the Reedsburg Beavers. The Hornets' lone goal was midway through the first half of a beautifully placed corner kick by Mariah Obde, placed right inside the 6-yard box and finished by Nevaeh Glassbrenner into the back of the net. The Hornets started well in the second half and then just couldn't keep the momentum and gave up a few more goals. The Hornets will now travel to La Crosse this morning for a noon game against Aquinas. One other soccer score to tell you about: Sauk Prairie over Dodgeville Mineral Point, 6-0. It was softball action last night with Richland Center in Dodgeville, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center softball team defeated Dodgeville 1-0 in a Southwest Conference softball game Friday night. The host Hornets continue improved play on the season as they handed the Dodgers a first conference loss after 8 wins to start the season. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher continues to impress as she quieted the tough-hitting Dodgeville lineup with 15 strikeouts, no walks, and she only gave up one hit. Richland Center had 6 hits and scored the only run of the game in the fourth. Maddie McGlynn led off with a single. Kyrie Fisher singled. J.C. Gander laid down a sacrifice bunt. And after getting the out at first base, Dodgeville's high throw to third base wound up down the left field line, and courtesy runner Ava Martin scored. Richland Center also got hits in the game from Carly Meaden and J.C. Gander. Ebony McCorkle doubled, and Abigail Williams tripled. Dodgeville's Ava Lord suffered the pitching loss after striking out 4, not walking a batter, and giving up 6 hits. Emma Doherty broke up the no-hit bid with a 5th-inning single, and that was the only hit for the Dodgers. With the 1-0 victory, Richland Center is now 11-8 overall and 5-4 in the league. They will play at Platteville on Tuesday, finishing out the regular season in the conference. Dodgeville is 15-6 and 8-1. They will play Sauk Prairie on Monday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other softball finals: Prairie to Sheen over River Valley 7-2, Lancaster down Platteville 3-2, Bangor 14, Hillsboro 6, Judah Albany defeated Iowa Grant 8-5, Reedsburg edged DeForest 3-2, and Baraboo got by Sauk Prairie 8-7. Baseball finals from last night: Fenimore 7, Riverdale 6, Cuba City no trouble with Boscobel 13-6, Seneca 3, Westby nothing. It was Brookwood picking up a 7-3 win over North Crawford. Iowa Grant 22, Darlington 13, and Wisconsin Dells defeated Lodi 9-3. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for cool conditions, gusty winds, and mostly cloudy skies. We may see a little drizzle throughout the day with a high just at 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy and chilly, will drop down to 40. Sunday, partly cloudy, not as windy, a little warmer, 63. Sunday night, we'll see clouds build in once again and still chilly with a low of 41. Cloudy and blustery on Monday, a chance of showers south of here with a high of 58. Even cooler on Tuesday, cloudy and windy, rainy most of the day, 54. And the midweek, we warm up a little bit, decreasing clouds and breezy with a high of 64 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Harmony.
it right here. Only one comes round every million years. She's a midnight rider on a shooting star. Makes the whole world ring. Big guitar.
That's Blackhawk stopping by for your weekend wake up. Big Guitar at 6:15. Lots of events going on throughout Southwest Wisconsin this weekend. One of the first ones to get underway yet this morning will be the Race for Grace being held this morning. It's the Fun Run, the Firefighters Challenge, a 5K, 10K, something for everyone. And registration gets underway in about 15 minutes right at 6:30 at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park. Phil Nee will be on hand, and we'll check in with him a little later on. The race is on.
Swelling up cool and deep inside like my heart's full of big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Two love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. In love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. Is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. To love scratch for another's sake. Race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
WRCO. Mark your calendars. The countdown is on to the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, just weeks away at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tickets go on sale May 19th through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Don't miss the action, the excitement, and the best young rodeo talent around. The state finals are coming. Get ready, Richland Center.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here, and the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
Further from my home.
From late night studying to final exams, the journey was worth it. Hats off to the class of 2025 from Dodgeville and Highland High Schools. This announcement is supported by Arthur's Supper Club, Burnham Lumber, and the People's Community Bank.
I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Good morning, it's 6:30 time for a news update on WRCO-FM. The forecast from Tony Schumacher, cool, gusty winds, mostly cloudy. Still some light drizzle possible with a high at 59. Cold tonight, a low near 40, and we'll get back to 63 on Sunday. Our current temperatures are morning low with an east wind up to 19 miles per hour. We're at 45 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Everyone knows we are a steel dealer. We carry everything that Steels offers, and now we carry the Steel zero-turn lawn mowers as well. Six different models to choose from 42 to 60-inch decks. Homeowner motors have Briggs & Stratton, and the professional ones have Kawasaki motors. And also, we just received another shipment of the popular MS-500i chainsaw. So stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these items, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hass. The Grand County Sheriff's Office reported on Tuesday morning at approximately 6:22 that Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash on County Highway H near Model Road in Smelzer Township. When deputies arrived and began their investigation, they learned Nicholas F. Vosberg, 24, of Cuba City, was traveling in his vehicle west on County Highway H. While driving, Vosberg informed deputies that he looked away from the road and then looked back. He was in the opposite lane of travel. At that time, Daniel J. Yeager, 67, of Cuba City, was traveling east. The vehicles collided in the eastbound lane. Vosberg's vehicle came to rest in the ditch, and Yeager's vehicle coming to stop in the lane of travel. Vosberg was transported by Hazel Green EMS to Mercy Medical Center in Dubuque for treatment of injuries. Yeager was not injured. One person was hurt after being shot yesterday in La Crosse. That according to the La Crosse Police Department, the shooting happened on the 900 block of 5th Avenue South at 1128. Police said the shooting was, quote, targeted and isolated, and the public is not in danger. Police are searching for one person of interest, 28-year-old Deontay Booth. The person who was shot was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with tips can contact the La Crosse Area Crime Stoppers 608-784-TIPS. A severe storm system traveled through Wisconsin Thursday afternoon. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports.
The entire state endured a severe weather outbreak, with over 30 tornado warnings issued last night. Now, the National Weather Service offices are out surveying the damage. NWS Twin Cities is looking at St. Croix County, where a tornado was reported seen on the ground, with pictures and videos of it, near the town of Roberts. And it looked to be headed towards New Richmond. The skies were green, and this is just 45 minutes outside of Minneapolis. Meanwhile, near Eau Claire in Altoona, softball-sized hail came crashing through windows, busting out windshields on cars, and doing some damage. NWS in La Crosse is in Clark County today, looking at 3 to 4 different spots where twisters may have struck, like Loyal to Colby, which is just about 35 minutes west of Wausau. And the NWS Green Bay is in Marathon County and the Rib Falls area, surveying damage and possible touchdowns in Cronenwetter, too. Ping pong ball size hail was reported near there, as well as Stevens Point, where strong rotation was also seen near Plover. The NWS Milwaukee is in Juneau and Mayville in Columbia County, which is about an hour away from downtown Milwaukee. There, roofs are reported ripped off of homes, damage to buildings, power lines down, and trees. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes so far this year on April 28th. 3 of them were rated EF1s and 4 were EF0. EF1 tornadoes have wind gusts of 86 to 110 miles per hour. It's based on the Enhanced Fujita Scale damage indicators. So a tornado is actually rated on the damage it does. And this could take some time. I know that the National Weather Service offices are still planning to look at more areas tomorrow, too. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There have been no reports of any major storm damage in the Reedsburg-Baraboo area where there was a tornado warning during the late afternoon. The WRCO listening area was under a tornado watch during the late afternoon, early evening hours, but nothing severe transpired from that storm, with the exception of a few showers, lightning, and a little bit of hail in some areas. The Village of Muscadet's Morel Mushroom Festival continues today and tomorrow. Saturday, which is today, will feature a pancake breakfast at 7, half-twisted, half-knot at 8, and a softball tournament. At 9:30, the Riverdale Varsity Baseball Invitational gets underway. Later in the morning, starting at 11, the Kinchy Pedal Poles will be held and Fire Safety House Kids Zone will open. In the afternoon, the parade on Wisconsin Avenue steps off at 3 p.m., and following the parade, Native American hoop dancers will be performing at Mushroom Headquarters. Also throughout the day, there will be arts and crafts and various food vendors offering local delicacies. This evening, the Muscadet Fire Departments will have their annual steak feed at 4 at the firehouse. Fireworks will be shut off at dusk along the Wisconsin River. The Race for Grace Fun Run Walk will be taking place this morning at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park. There'll be a 1/4 mile kids run, a 1 mile fun run walk, and a 5K fun run walk and a 10K run. The 1 mile fun walk will include the Firefighters Challenge, which will have teams of firefighters participating with other runners and walkers. The first race will get underway this morning at 7:30. If you'd like to participate, you can register at the Killian Meyer Building from now until the start of the first race. Everyone is welcome to attend and cheer on the participants who are running and walking for grace. The NASCAR Fans United Grace Teams Quilt Gala is being held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. There'll be a variety of over 50 quilted items to bid on at the auction. The event is a gala, so it'll be fun to dress in your fanciest attire. There'll be refreshments available to purchase, finger foods, and other items you can buy. Doors to the NASCAR Fans United Grace Teams Quilt Gala will be at the Richland Center Community Center, and they open at 6 o'clock tonight. The quilt auction begins at 8. Tickets to attend or $10 per person and can be purchased at the door. All money raised will go to Grace. A memorial ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster will be held tomorrow. It's the second year of the event. Tom Hendricks is the organizer of the memorial ride.
It was just an idea I had in my head, and I just started working at it. And last year was my first year trying it, and we had a few people show up. And this year I'm trying to get more. I've managed to find a few other people to hopefully join me. They said they might come, and maybe get a few more people this year than I did last year.
Money raised from the ride go to Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster.
She's quite the lady. She was a heck of a farm girl. She's born and raised on a farm about like me, and she married a farmer, and they've been farming ever since, and she pretty much fed calves from the day she was farming till the day she died. She only a few weeks before she died that she was feeding calves on the farm, and she was pretty much the person that kept things going around there.
Anyone can take part in the memorial ride. All you have to do is meet at the starting point of the ride.
I'll be leaving at Honkers at 12 noon. That's just past the bridge in Muscadet, just the other side of the bridge in Honkers, and meet there, and then we'll head there for Whiskey Roll, and then from Whiskey Roll we'll head right straight to Rockton for chicken.
If you're taking part in the event and wish to enjoy a chicken dinner, you must call the Rockton Bar in advance, 608-625-4395, and place your order so it's ready upon arrival. There'll be raffles during the memorial ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster. That's coming up tomorrow. Start time of the ride is noon at Honkers in Muscadet. The Ithaca Lions Club will once again be holding their annual consignment auction tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction help the club with their community service goals. Consignment items being auctioned include farm machinery and equipment, cars and trucks, lawn and garden, recreation, household antiques, and more. The auction gets underway at 11. Farm equipment will be auctioned at approximately 1:30. Items will be accepted at the auction site today from 8 until 5, and tomorrow, the day of the auction, from 8 until 9:30. If you have any questions, you can contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808, Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for cool conditions, gusty winds, and mostly cloudy skies. We may see a little drizzle throughout the day with a high just at 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy and chilly, will drop down to 40. Sunday, partly cloudy, not as windy, a little warmer, 63. Sunday night, we'll see clouds build in once again and still chilly with a low of 41. Cloudy and blustery on Monday, a chance of showers south of here with a high of 58. Even cooler on Tuesday, cloudy and windy, rainy most of the day, 54. And the midweek, we warm up a little bit, decreasing clouds and breezy with a high of 64 degrees. WRCOFM Radio Sports, brought to you today on WRCOFM by members of the Sports Boosters Club, as well as Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. They offer 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Taking a look at local sports, the Hornet girls soccer team traveled to Reedsburg on Friday afternoon, which turned out to be a very windy game, and some spotty rain showers hit the area. The Hornets fell 9-1 against the Reedsburg Beavers. The Hornets' lone goal was midway through the first half of a beautifully placed corner kick by Mariah Obde, placed right inside the 6-yard box and finished by Nevaeh Glassbrenner into the back of the net. The Hornets started well in the second half and then just couldn't keep the momentum and gave up a few more goals. The Hornets will now travel to La Crosse this morning for a noon game against Aquinas. One other soccer score to tell you about: Sauk Prairie over Dodgeville Mineral Point, 6-0. It was softball action last night with Richland Center in Dodgeville, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center softball team defeated Dodgeville 1-0 in a Southwest Conference softball game Friday night. The host Hornets continue improved play on the season as they handed the Dodgers a first conference loss after 8 wins to start the season. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher continues to impress as she quieted the tough-hitting Dodgeville lineup with 15 strikeouts, no walks, and she only gave up one hit. Richland Center had 6 hits and scored the only run of the game in the fourth. Maddie McGlynn led off with a single. Kyrie Fisher singled. J.C. Gander laid down a sacrifice bunt. And after getting the out at first base, Dodgeville's high throw to third base wound up down the left field line, and courtesy runner Ava Martin scored. Richland Center also got hits in the game from Carly Meaden and J.C. Gander. Ebony McCorkle doubled, and Abigail Williams tripled.
Dodgeville's Ava Lord suffered the pitching loss after striking out four, not walking a batter, and giving up six hits. Emma Doherty broke up the no-hit bid with a fifth-inning single, and that was the only hit for the Dodgers. With the 1-0 victory, Richland Center is now 11-8 overall and 5-4 in the league. They will play at Platteville on Tuesday, finishing out the regular season in the conference. Dodgeville is 15-6 and 8-1. They will play Sauk Prairie on Monday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other softball finals, Prairie du Chien over River Valley 7-2, Lancaster down Platteville 3-2, Bangor 14, Hillsboro 6, Judah Albany defeated Iowa Grant 8-5, Reedsburg edged DeForest 3-2, and Baraboo got by Sauk Prairie 8-7. Baseball finals from last night, Fenimore 7, Riverdale 6, Cuba City no trouble with Boscobel 13-6, Seneca 3, Westby nothing. It was Brookwood picking up a 7-3 win over North Crawford. Iowa Grant 22, Darlington 13, and Wisconsin Dells defeated Lodi 9-3.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy 608-604-5206. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops are falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here, and many times I cry. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Crying hard to find you somewhere. In the love.
half a million people. Somewhere there's a church and a big tall steeple. Inside the church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and it should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gonna go high on a mountain of love. High on a mountain of love.
That's Charlie Pride as we journey towards the 7 o'clock mark. At 7 o'clock, we'll have an ABC News update. Following that, a look at your weekend forecast.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Mark your calendars. The countdown is on to the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, just weeks away at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tickets go on sale May 19th through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Don't miss the action, the excitement, and the best young rodeo talent around. The state finals are coming. Get ready, Richland Center.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
We continue our journey to the top of the hour. We'll have a news update. Following that, a look at your weekend forecast. We have a great day planned for you. We are jam-packed full, lots of events throughout the area. We'll tell you about them. We have Prime Mover. We have our Town Taxi Triple Play. And, of course, at 7:20, a look at this week in entertainment history. We might even travel back to 1982 during that. Just like Randy Travis, it is your weekend wake-up.
Operator, please connect me with 1982. I need to make apologies for what I didn't do. I sure do need to tell her that I thought the whole thing through, and now it's clear that she is what I should have held on to. They say hindsight's 20/20, but I'm nearly going blind from staring at her photograph and wishing she was mine. It's that same old lost love story. It's sad, but it's true.
There was a time when she was mine in 1982. Postman, can you sell me a special kind of stamp? One to send a letter from this crazy lonely man back into the wasted years of my living past. I need to tell her now I know how long my love will last. They say hindsight's 20-20, but I'm nearly going blind from staring at her photograph and wishing she was mine. It's that same old lost love story. It's sad, but it's true. There was a time when she was mine in 1982.
Big Finish from Randy Travis.
Losing my mind, going back in time to 1982.
Thank you ever so much for making us a part of your weekend wake up. The Town Taxi has us on. If you're traveling, tell Tony thanks for that. Also, Potsy up in Dodgeville joining us. A couple of people from Ohio, and we really probably need to wake up the Mesa folks. They haven't checked in yet. So, you know what? We're going to let them sleep in a little bit today. 7 o'clock, we'll have an ABC News update. That courtesy of WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer is showing a bit of a cool 45 degrees so far. That's the morning low.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast, from WRCO-FM.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you who was in our newsletter earlier this week. We were looking at Those Were the Days with Phil Nee. Not only is he going to be on your radio tonight, he's going to be on your radio this morning. He is out and about at the Race for Grace. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Adam. And I just heard Randy Travis, 1982. I think that was my walk-up song. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're most welcome, my friend.
It's a great day to be out here to support GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. It's about, I would say, 30 degrees cooler than it was at this time last year for the first one. It's cool, but you know what? If you're a runner, you're a walker, it's going to be perfect weather for that. They look to step off at 7:30 today with the initial races. We're seeing some of the fire departments starting to show up. Of course, they're going to be a part of the 1 Mile Firefighters Challenge that will get underway as well. But registration is continuing now at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building until 7:30. They have the brand new start-finish line up, which is going to be utilized now in at least three races in the community this year, and that is set up here as well as you enter Kroska Park. So it looks really nice. They're going to have the official timing set up for the very first time it's going to be used, and just looking forward to seeing some people out here. And if you're not a runner or a walker like myself, you're more of a pedestrian, come out and cheer them on. It's really a great photo opportunity to see all the fire departments out here participating. And I think my favorite part last year was the youngsters coming through. So it's a great opportunity for the kids. So we just hope people will stop out and support GRACE. I know it's a cool morning, but maybe bundle up, and by the time it's over with, you might be down to your shorts.
Well, you know what? You can always stop anywhere in town. Head over to Kelly's or Dunkin' and get a coffee, and that'd be a great way to head to the Race for Grace. I was thinking about this, Phil. On Thursday, we hit a high of 90 here, and I was updating the news story about the Race for Grace, and I got thinking, man, those poor firefighters, they're going to be in full gear, their full firefighting gear, and they're going to have to race, and they're tough people. Don't get me wrong. I understand that, but I tell you what, 45 degrees compared to 90 degrees, they're going to be loving that today.
I think they're loving it, absolutely. And as we speak, I see them getting their gear out of the truck. I just see the Avoca Fire Department has arrived. So they're here. We had them from all over last year, even had a department from Hixton. And I haven't heard if they're here yet, but I did hear that they were coming back to do the challenge. There are some members of law enforcement as well that will get involved in that initial race, or the firefighters' emergency person challenge, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, I love that. Get them in full tactical gear and turn them loose. Hey, do me a favor. If that team from Hixton or even the center team, see if you can borrow one of their helmets, put it on, and take a picture, and we'll put that on Facebook of you in firefighter gear. I'm not sure what the chances of that happening would be, but give it a shot.
Well, we'll give it a shot. You know, I'll be playing hot hits tonight, so maybe I can borrow the helmet for tonight just in case it gets really hot.
Oh, sounds great. Hey, Phil, we appreciate you stopping by. The Race for Grace, the registration is underway, and the race is right around the corner. We appreciate you stopping by today, Philip.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Adam.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a kind of low. And thank God I'm a country boy. Play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should, and thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farm and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy.